Track 16. At school. Harry likes Hogwarts and all his teachers, but not Professor Snape, the potion teacher. The first potion class is a nightmare. Snape enters and says, "Ah, yes, Harry Potter, our new celebrity." Malfoy Crabbe and Goyle snigger. "Mr. Potter, where do you look if I tell you to find me a bezoar?" Hermione raises her hand, but Snape ignores it. "I don't know, sir," replies Harry, "but I think Hermione does. Why don't you try her?" Some people laugh. "Sit down, Miss Granger. Fame is not everything, Mr. Potter, eh?" says Snape. At 3:30 that afternoon, the students go to the grounds for their first flying lesson with Madame Hooch. "It is very easy to fly," explains Madame Hooch. "Just stand by a broomstick, stick out your right hand over the broom and say up. Now, on my whistle, rise a few feet and then come straight back down." Neville Longbottom, nervous and worried, pushes off hard before the whistle and flies high. Then he falls down and crack! "Broken wrist," Madame Hooch says. "Let's go to the hospital wing." Then she turns to the other students and tells them to wait and leave their brooms where they are. Malfoy says, "Look at Longbottom's stupid face and at that stupid thing Longbottom's granny sent him." Malfoy shows everyone the remembrall. "Give it here, Malfoy," says Harry, quieter. Malfoy smiles nastily. "No, I'll leave it somewhere for Longbottom to find. What about up a tree?" Malfoy takes off. Harry mounts his broom and follows Malfoy. Draco throws the glass ball into the air. Harry leans forward and, in a second, catches the ball. "Harry Potter!" Professor McGonagall is running towards him. "Potter, follow me, please." Professor McGonagall goes inside the building looking for Wood, one of the students. "Mr. Wood, this is Harry Potter, your new seeker," she says. "Are you serious, Professor?" "Absolutely. The boy is a natural." Then she turns towards Harry and says, "But I want you to train harder. I can change my mind about punishing you."